Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Ravi Mater, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where each Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I bring you a dynamic guest and topic from across our great country. Tonight's guest is a woman who is absolutely incredible and who I admire so much. She is lives in Temecula, California, but was originally from South Africa. Welcome, Gillian. It's so wonderful to have you on my as a guest on my show tonight. You are such a role model.
Thank you so much, Robbie. I follow your example because you are as well. And thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, let me let our listeners know a little bit about you because they're totally in for a treat when they hear about your incredible journey. Her name is Gillian Larson, and she is a 65-year-old young woman who has believed in the power of belief in self since she was a child. She has had many life experiences, which are all in her book, which is going to be a bestseller that she is writing. But it's her 2008 experience that has taken her on a new journey of success. She felt she was a perfect fit for the game of Survivor. So she spent 8 years applying 15 times, went to 2 open calls, and had 3 interviews and never gave up. She always believed she would one day be selected and was for Survivor Gabon. Gabon. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Gabon.
Gabon. That was the beginning of the journey that has evolved into a very successful, motivational speaking career and creating and running a major fundraising event that involves over 600 people who make it happen. This event brings in donations from over 11 countries and from every one of the 50 states to provide funds for Michelle's Place in Temecula, California, which is a breast cancer resource center that provides services to women and their families as they fight the fight of their lives. She talks about her survivor experience, tying into it her life's motto of dream it, believe it, prepare for it, and do it. She highlights what she calls the 12 P's of success she used in creating and developing Reality Rally, which is now watched in over 96 countries. Gillian, let's talk a little bit about your driving passion to get on Survivor.
I'd be happy to. In 1999, this new show started on TV because there was a writer's strike. And I watched the first season, and I thought it was, oh, my gosh, it's the dumbest show ever. Because everybody was just sitting around kind of nah at each other. Then I saw the challenges, and that is when I was bitten by this bug of Survivor. And, Robbie, I have to tell you that for the 8 years that followed that I continued to try to get on, because it isn't easy, I could never quite explain why I had this driving passion inside of me. It was really, it was unexplainable because really, I mean, who spends, well, a lot of people do, I guess, but to spend 8 years pushing to get on a reality TV show, and I realized sort of through the journey of those 8 years that the first reason is because I can. We live in the most amazing country. I'm from South Africa, which was pretty restricted for a lot of our people there. And in this country, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. If you want to do it, it's reasonable, doable, and within, you know, your capabilities. So that was the first reason. But the second one was, and first of all, that freedom, I have to thank our military. Anybody out there that has any connection with any of our military, thank you so much for what you do, because it's due to what you guys do that protect the freedom that we're able to enjoy in this country. And then I realized that it was because I could do something more with it. And that is exactly what happened. I tried to get on Survivor for 8 years, and when I do my speaking engagements, I talk about that. About 60,000 people apply every season, and out of the people that are actually end up on the show, about 70% are recruited, found, or referred. So to be quite honest, it became a bit of a challenge for me to even get on. So that was a big challenge. I was going to do it. Then I realized also that I would have a platform to do something so much bigger with. And I would belong to the Reality World family. I could do things. I could do speaking engagements, encouraging people to do what they really dream of doing. And who, I mean, people don't really listen to a little old lady from Temecula like me in all of the avenues that have had been open to me because I was a survivor contestant. So that, I think, is what the driving passion was all about, but I just didn't know it. I sort of believe in this destined path that things happen for reasons, and you many times don't know what that reason is. And I do believe that, as I probably didn't mention, I tried for 8 years. I played for 6 days and was booted, torch was snuffed out, and at that time the flame of Reality Rally was ignited because I spent the next 5 weeks saying, what am I going to do with this? I created the content of my speaking engagement, and I developed Reality Rally, which has become amazing and benefits so many more people in so many respects, not just the clients of Michelle's Place fighting breast cancer, but in so many other areas, than me being on Survivor ever would have benefited me. So it was a destined thing. Try for 8 years because you're building a story of persistence and belief in yourself, handling disappointment and all of that. And then being in the Reality World to create this huge reality star fundraiser.
Wow. Well, so if you just tuned in, we're listening to Gillian Larson, who was on Survivor Gabon, share her story. So what has happened since Survivor for you?
I did start my speaking engagements, and I've done over 360 engagements in the last 2.5 years. I do not charge schools or service organizations, because I hope that there's one child in every assembly of 600-700 children that is going to hear my message of persistence, belief in themselves. You know, don't let people tell you you're useless or you'll never do something. Just believe yourself. And so that's why I don't charge schools. I do corporate bookings, and there is, you know, a fee that I negotiate for that. And I love doing speaking engagements. I just so enjoy watching people hear the story of Survivor and how it tied into my belief, dream it, believe it, prepare for it, and do it. And then created Reality Rally, which was what I call my jungle vision. Now, not in kind of the woo-woo-woo-woo sense of a vision, because there certainly wasn't a, you know, a big something that appeared to me in a jungle tree. But it was the vision that something big was there. And I built it in my head, and it came out of my head and my heart, actually, because I do this event in honor of three people who died too young of misdiagnosed cancer. And I do it in their honor and tribute. And it came flowing into my head. I wrote it all down. I planned, I thought, I came back, I proposed it to my city. I said, I'd love to do something that will highlight Temecula, bring it, you know, Temecula to the forefront in so many areas that it may not be, bring business into town, bring money into town, bring reality stars into town, have a huge fun weekend, making funds and awareness for Michelle's Place. And that's what I did. I started with myself, a budget of zero, and an idea in my head and my heart. And we now have over 600 people that have just taken my vision and have made it theirs and have become part of this amazing event. And I can never thank people enough. Sponsors, volunteers. We had over 450 volunteers, and we're looking for them again for 2013. RealityRally.com is the website. You can see the extent of it through the video highlights. And the dates for next year are April 5th, 6th, and 7th of 2013. And if you want to volunteer, come and have a fun weekend. We actually bring volunteers from even as far away as Canada and about 14 of the American states. And, of course, locally, we had 33 towns of California sent volunteers. go on to realityrally.com and click on volunteer and find yourself a fun job to do. If you're a sponsor and you're looking for global visibility, we are viewed in 96 countries and every one of the 50 states, all due to the Reality Star component. We'd love to have you on board in whatever way would suit your mission, your company's mission. You want to play the game, which is an amazing race kind of game? Check those videos out. You'll see what it looks like. It's an amazing race kind of game throughout Old Town Temecula, where our organizations put on challenges. The gunfighters, you have to shoot and lasso and hand for gold, and you have to zip line, and you have to perform on the stage, and you have to reenact the historical events. All kinds of things that happen that you have to do in Old Town. So there's basically something in it for everybody. So check out the website and come and be part of it. I'd love to see you all here.
Gillian, isn't there a lot of the Reality Stars, not only from Survivor, they're from other reality shows that you have met and shared this vision with them, and so every year a whole bunch of new people show up as well, right?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, Robbie. We bring over 100 reality stars, and now going into our third year, our reputation is huge in the reality world. So we anticipate more and more coming. They actually come from about 30 different shows, because not just Survivor and Amazing Race have a following. It's Big Brother and The Mole and Expedition Impossible and The Glass House and The Show 3 and a variety of shows. It's just, you know, everybody has a following. Now, I also want to point out that the reality stars on our website right now are the ones that have committed to coming in 2013, and I get requests every day for somebody to be added, which I do. But the reality stars actually are required to raise money for Michelle's Place to come for this really fun weekend. It isn't just a really great, awesome, fun reality star reunion party. They are in it for the good of the charity as well, and they are required to actually raise $400. And today, our first star, Rachel Harley, from the show 3, which was a new show, so a lot of people might not even know it, it's internet-based, raised her $400, and she actually raises money for a brain cancer organization because her husband died of brain cancer. So actually, people out there listening, if you think you couldn't come to Temecula to be part of it, you can still be by donating. So if you go to realityrally.com and look at the Reality Star lineup for 2013, look at the list, find somebody you like, find my name. I raise money as well. I don't ask people to do anything that I won't do myself. Click on the name, look at the bio. There's a little red star there that says help Jillian or help so-and-so raise money, and just donate $1. $5, anything is just so welcome, because I feel that one never knows whose dollar is the one that may actually be the one that saves somebody's life. And to me, that is so powerful.
Yeah, it's close to my heart, too, because as you know, last September, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm fine now, but it's always wonderful. And Michelle's Place was absolutely wonderful to me. I had a question for you. The 400, didn't you once tell me that the reason you came up with that number is that is like the amount that somebody who doesn't have the money could get a mammogram or something like that? Was that what it was about?
That's exactly why I made it 400. The first reason was because Michelle's Place has a contracted rate for a mammogram and associated services for an uninsured woman to have a mammogram. So that's 400. So that's why it is. So every star who raises 400 is basically providing one mammogram for somebody that needs it. And the other reason was that 400 really is not that hard to raise. I mean, yes, it's a challenge in today's economy, but it's not tough. For many other events, you have to raise like 2,500. So 400 is a mammogram, and that's why it's 400.
And how many days does the Reality Rally go, and what are some of the, I know it ends up with a beautiful gala event, and even isn't there even a golf event or something?
There is, actually. It's a full three-day weekend of fun for fun, and it starts off on Friday morning with a golf tournament, Friday afternoon, the later part of the afternoon, we take all the reality stars to Michelle's place so they can meet the Watson family that have started Michelle's place, Michelle's parents, and her family. Then we go to Wilson Creek for a really wonderful, fun party. And Robbie, thank you. You've been there helping with our event the year before. And we have over 1,000 people coming to meet reality stars. We have sponsored bands. We have sponsored food. Wilson Creek Wine, they obviously sell the wine, but that's what they do there for us. But they sponsor the event for us. And then on Saturday morning, it's an autograph signing. Actually, there's an after party at Pella Mesa Golf Resort Hotel where the stars stay on Friday night after the party at Wilson Creek, and that's open to the public and free. And then on Saturday morning, it's an autograph signing for 2 hours, steps of the City Hall. We have these 100 reality stars all lined up, and people go past, get the autograph signed. We had over 9 press agencies come, and we did press junkets with them. It was broadcast all over the country through Ustreaming and radio and blog radio. Then Saturday afternoon is this amazing race kind of game, which is a 4-hour game. It's not a race, it's an experience. Saturday evening is the red carpet celebration party. We have a red carpet just like you see in Hollywood, where all the stars go across with all the sponsors in the background on the backdrop. And then lots of fun. There's a party at the Stampede after that, which is our Western Saloon in town, Dance Hall and Saloon. And then Sunday is a low-key breakfast. It's a thank you to all the volunteers. They all get a ticket to come to breakfast. Because they've worked so hard all weekend, they might not have even met any reality stars. So they come to the breakfast on Sunday morning. And that's it. It's a full 3-day weekend of fun for fun, and it's such fun.
Well, I know that I remember I was there, and it was so amazing. I want to talk about, what are the 12 P's you use that has made Reality Rally such an amazing success?
It's not just what makes Reality Rally a success. I do believe that it is basically principles that people can use to make what they are doing a success. And I'm going to mention, Robbie, I love your motto of show up, because that's so true. You have to show up to meet people. I'll add 2 things. You have to show up, you have to speak up, and you have to stand out so that people remember you wherever you go. I have the P's. So the first one, obviously, is you have to have a passion. And I certainly have had a passion, first of all, to get on Survivor for this reason. And then secondly, I have a passion to make Reality Rally work. It's absolutely something you have to have a passion for. If it isn't, it's a drag, it's a job. And people do not feel the passion. I honestly believe that the passion that I feel instills in all the people we've been able to attract a similar passion, because it becomes their event. There has to be a purpose. You have to have a purpose behind what you're doing. And there are so many purposes. Our purpose is obviously raising money for Michelle's place. It's an event that will bring focus and highlight to Temecula. It brings money in from the outside so that we don't continue to tap our wonderfully generous community, because people donate from all over the world. There has to be a good purpose, and you've got to know what your purpose is. So when you're exhausted and tired and you think, oh, my gosh, I can't do another thing, you refill your passion and you look and see what your purpose was. People. It always takes people to make something happen. You cannot do anything alone. If you do, you're either going to exhaust yourself completely and not be hugely successful, but you have to reach out to the people around you and include them in what you're doing with your passion and in your purpose. Preparation is huge. And that was, of course, my motto for Survivor: dream it, believe it, prepare for it, and do it. Nothing happens at the click of a switch. You have to be prepared. You have to do your groundwork. You have to know what you're going to be doing. You have to do a lot of preparation to make something happen. You have to put all of it into a plan. That's the next piece. This whole thing, whatever you're doing out there, and for me it was Reality Rally and, of course, getting on Survivor and many other things, but those are 2 certainly big features. You have to have a plan that you follow. Otherwise, you get scattered. you don't do. We all suffer, well, not we all, but anybody over 50, you start suffering from adult deficit disorder where you skip from thing to thing to thing to thing. So you have to follow your plan, your performance. You have to perform at top notch and encourage others to do the same thing with you. Pride is a huge thing. You have to have a pride in what you do, a pride in your product, a pride in your business, and you have to totally protect your image. Promotion is huge. You know that, Robbie. You have to promote yourself. You have to promote your business. You have to promote your event. You have to spend your life out there promoting. And like you said, show up. You have to show up. Speak up and stand out. The product that you have, you have to believe in. You have to know what it is and why other people want it. And in my case, it's a fundraising event, but in many cases, it's actually a product. Press, utilize your press as much as you can. The press are always looking for stories, and they are hungry for what you do. So get out there, find press. Get yourself in everything. I have been in so much press, but it's not for me. I don't really care because I always kind of look like I've been pulled through a bush backwards. But it's not for me. It is for the event. It is for the visibility of what Reality Rally is and Michelle's place. Always be very protective of what you do and your image. Protect it in every regard by always doing the right thing. If you're thinking to yourself, this isn't feeling quite right, especially as a woman, believe it and follow it. And then the last thing is procrastination. Do not procrastinate. Pop on, do what you can, never let a moment slip by or an opportunity slip by. So the last key is do not procrastinate. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, Robbie.
Well, one, before we go to what is your goal for Reality Rally, I know that you said you like to get out and speak as well. So how can people contact, I know they can go to Reality Rally with regards to the rally, but how do they contact you about speaking?
I have a personal website. And it is JillianLarson.com. And remember that Jillian is G. Yeah, G, not J. G. JillianLarson.com. And I have a little about myself, where I speak, testimonials, my fee schedule. There's a little video that you can see that so you can see how I speak. And then you contact me through there, and I answer. And I hop on it and don't procrastinate. And get out and give my message.
Well, I've heard you speak on several occasions, and each time it is amazing because each time there's something new that you bring out that is really cool. So what is your goal for Reality Rally?
It's a twofold goal. I have also trademarked Reality Rally as an event planning business to be able to take nationally. We've had several inquiries. I actually had one this week from Sacramento, not the governor, but a charity up in Sacramento, in order for us to do the same pattern up in another community. The goal is to provide an event that people can be part of, can hop on if they're looking for something to do and to be part of something big, come and meet reality stars, have a lot of fun over a weekend, and primarily raise money for a charity. And awareness. I want people to not... Michelle was 19 when she found a lump, and they told her, don't worry about it. Our message is, this is what happened to Michelle. If you find a lump and you're concerned, hop on that and take care of it, get other opinions, and look into it further. So it's awareness of breast health and general health.
Well, you know, in my case, Jillian, I didn't even have a lump. So not, sometimes it does come that there is no lump. So, you know, you just have to... your body sometimes gives you warnings. So, you know, those mammograms are essential for women.
Absolutely. And also, if you feel there's something there, or if you have a history or any of the risk factors, ask for an ultrasound, because that's going to pick it up even more than a mammogram might.
Right. Yeah, that's what my mammogram showed. Nothing. It was the ultrasound that showed it. So
there you go.
What is your message to our listeners?
Well, basically, it's you are all awesome people out there. You've given, you've been given one opportunity to live and to make the most out of it. Life basically is not a practice run. You've got it. This is it. Do it and live it and love it and enjoy what you can and do what you can. And if you can make a difference in a few people's lives around you, then you can do it. And as I say in my speaking engagement, you can do anything you know you're capable of doing. And survivors snuffed out my flame in my game, but nobody will ever touch the flame inside of me that drives me to do what I do, not just in the business event type stuff, but it's in my family. They're hugely important to me. And they are my most awesome achievements, as far as I know, as far as I'm concerned. So yeah, you go out and do it. It's dream it, believe it, prepare for it, and do it.
Let's again tell people how, if they want to become a volunteer on your event, how they can tune in and find out what's going on.
Go to realityrally.com. And all on that homepage, you will see what you need. Look at the videos so you can get an idea of it. And there's a little banner that says volunteer. Sign up for the game. Buy tickets to the party. Volunteer. Donate. Sponsor. There's something in it for everybody, and it's right on our homepage.
What kind of volunteers do you look for?
We are looking for about 450, and it is people to help work at the two different evening parties. It is people working at the challenge checkpoints, helping those challenges happen. It is people handing out information, signing up the volunteers when they appear for their jobs. Racers sign in. We have some jobs for children so that they can be part of it by handing out water. There are people taking care of the finish line as people come running in. You name it, and there's a job for just about everybody. And right now we're looking for everybody can help. If they don't want to volunteer, how you can help is going onto your Facebook pages and into any way that you communicate. Say, hey, I just heard about this great event called Reality Rally, and everybody go check out the website and post it on their post this on their Facebook.
And that's the www.realityrally.com, right?
Right, that's the address. So it's Reality Rally, and Rally is RALLY.
Well, I know it's going to be another huge success this year. I can't wait to be part of it. And, Jillian, I'm so thrilled that you could be on our show with us tonight. Cause, and anybody who's looking for a dynamic speaker, this is the woman you want, because her message is so powerful. I don't know how many people would have tried 15 times and kept going, spending 8 years to make something happen. I mean, most of us would have given up. So you are totally an inspiration. And
thank
I know
you,
it's an honor. It's an honor to know you and have you as my friend.
Well, we've known each other for a long time, Robbie.
I know we have. We certainly have. But, of course, I never knew you'd be on Survivor when I first met you. So that's why I say you're an inspiration. And so, like you say, no matter how old you are or what you've done, if they want to do something, they just need to do it, right?
That's it. Just dream it. Believe that you can. Prepare for it. And do it.
All right. Well, I want to thank you again. And again, that website is www.realityrally.com. Post it on your Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, because it's such a great cause and such a great event and so much fun. And Gillian gives her life project, and it's just an amazing what one person can come up with an idea and make happen. So thank you again, and I want to remind everybody that we are so blessed every week on Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific time to have wonderful guests like Gillian. And next week, my guest is Yvonne Madison. She's coming to us from Birmingham, Alabama. And we have other guests coming from other parts of the country every Thursday. So be sure and tune in. Tell your friends. And remember, we archive the show if you cannot listen to it live. And one last-minute thing you want to leave with the listeners, Gillian?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and thank you, Robbie, for having me to, this evening. I really appreciate it. And everybody out there, go do what you want to do.
Thank you again, and we'll see you next Thursday for Diva Strategies for Success with Robbie Motter and a great new topic. And, again, I'm going to post on Reality Rally on all my social networking pages. It's www.realityrally.com. So let's see all those postings going out across the country. Thank you again, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.